Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 12, and we're looking in verse number 13, where David the king confessed before Nathan the prophet, "I have sinned against the Lord." Verse 13, "I have sinned against the Lord." This is after David has been confronted by Nathan concerning the sin of Bathsheba and the subsequent murder of Uriah to cover his sin with Bathsheba. And we're looking at the thought this week, the character of repentance. And so many things today are not repentance that are being called repentance. And you have two different schools of thought going on today. There are those who would take repentance and make it a work, and therefore salvation by works. On the other hand, there are those who say that repentance is not a New Testament condition, nor is it a New Testament term. My friend, I want you to understand that Christ said, "Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And repentance is more than a change of action. Rather, it is a change of attitude against ourselves in favor and taking God's side against our sin. Well, we look at David and we see some things that occurred and the true character of repentance in David's life. First of all, there was the acknowledgement of his sin. He said, "I have sinned against the Lord." He didn't say, "I've made a bad choice." He didn't say it's a minor indiscretion. He didn't say, "I've made a terrible mistake," but he said rather, "I have sinned." And we must come to that place to understand that sin is a violation of the holiness of God. And so there's the acknowledgement of his sin. But then I want to look today at the aggrieved by his sin. What does that mean, aggrieved? Well, look what he says here, "I have sinned against the Lord." The word aggrieved means something deeper than the word grieved. Aggrieved means the one who lost, the one who was the loser in all of this. And of course, it was the Lord. Our sin dishonors men, and sin between a man and a woman, and between man to man. It dishonors, of course, mankind, but the greatest dishonor done by our sin is the sin and the dishonor that it brings to God. Nathan mentioned in verse 14, he said, "By this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme." When David wrote the penitent psalm in Psalm 51, he said, "Against thee, thee only, have I sinned." And so it's from sin and its relationship against holy God, we understand how malignant it is, how wicked and ungodly and unholy and unrighteous sin truly is. It is everything that God's not. It's a violation of God's law. It's a contempt of God's authority. And certainly it's a denial of God's attributes when we fall into grievous sin. And David didn't mention man, but my friend, he takes it a step higher and takes it above the offense against man, and he deals with it as an offense to God. Joseph did the same thing when tempted by Potiphar's wife. He said, how can I do this and sin against God and against Potiphar? And my friend, if we would understand that when we sin, regardless of the scale, it's more than just against man, but rather against the God of heaven, the holy God of heaven. And so the one who truly lost in this, the one who was truly suffered the great setback of testimony was God Almighty, that his name might be blasphemed among his enemies. And so this is the character of repentance. Father, we pray that you'd help us to understand repentance and what is necessary. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.